Sometimes the biggest crises in your church are God's grace shaking you out of your comfort zone. So he brings persecutions. James and Peter, they go hide and figure out how to strategize. And the people, what, are scattered everywhere. And now, as they are going, what do? The lay people, the word is proclaim. It's the same word for preach. They are proclaiming. So what happens to the church? It multiplies. But Acts chapter 9, the Apostle Paul comes to Christ. Acts chapter 10, Cornelius, the Gentiles get in. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Go through the book of Acts. Here's what I want to tell you. Growth is normal. A church not growing numerically and a church not growing in depth is abnormal from God's perspective. When we see a growing church, here's what we do. Oh, wow, there must be a special blessing. Or that, well, if we had a gifted communicator like them, well, they have PowerPoint. That's why they're growing. Yeah, they got PowerPoint. Oh, they got rich people. They got rich people. They can pay the bills. If we had rich people, then we could grow. And what do? You just keep focusing on the barriers. Keep thinking that most of us think growth is abnormal. You know what that is? It's called expectation. And as long as you think growth is abnormal, I'll guarantee, be it unto you according to your faith. Who said that? Be it unto you according to your faith. You will get exactly what you expect. Growth is normal. In fact, if you opened Mark chapter 4, this is how normal it is. We'll touch on this a little bit later, but I want to get the text in your mind. Mark chapter 4, your pastors, parable of the seeds and the soil. We've all got it right. The seed is the good word. The four types of soil are human hearts. Three responses are bad. One response is good. The good response is a good and honest heart. Tracking with me? Mark chapter 4, picking it up in verse 26. After he talks about how growth occurs in the kingdom, he says, what shall I liken the kingdom? So he's explaining about how the word of God transforms people's lives. And in verse 26, he says, what shall I say then that the kingdom of God is like? Or what parable shall we use to describe it? It's like a mustard seed, which is the smallest seed you plant in the ground. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all the garden plants, with such big branches that the birds of the air can perch in its shade. Translation, don't despise small things. The seed of God's word starts small. Multiplication is very slow, but then it grows and multiplies and has huge impact to the point that birds can now, people in need and shade is provided. With many other similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He didn't say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone, he explained to his disciples everything. Or skip back to verse 26. Actually, I started up there in about verse 30. He also said to them, this is what the kingdom of God is like.